The court is being asked to consider two motions from Park City Mountain Resort in its lawsuit against Talisker Thursday over whether the lease on some 3,700 acres of ski terrain above Park City's base operations was legally renewed. With the first motion, Park City Mountain Resort is asking the court to reconsider its November 2012 ruling, in which Judge Ryan Harris dismissed six of the eight counts related to the lease renewal. The second claim has to do with equity. The Mountain Resort says the fact that it was having business discussions with Talisker about the future of the leased property indicated that the lease was going to be extended. Should the Mountain Resort lose in court, it won't have any skiing to offer the public. Even so, the resort is moving forward as if the lawsuit didn't exist, and according to a press release issued, is offering some new pricing and perks. Resort spokesman Andy Miller tells KPCW they have the same confidence in the legal case that they have for the last two seasons. Pass holders, he says, are told that if the resort is shut down for any period of time, they would be refunded a prorated amount appropriate to the duration of closing. PCMR, he says, is very confident in the merits of its case. Pass sales at PCMR start on Friday. The young adult pricing has been extended well past college age up to 29 years old. The resort says this is the most affordable pass for non-college 20-somethings currently offered in Park City. Rather than partnering with Alta in Deer Valley this year for additional skiing perks, PCMR is following the lead of Vail Resort's Epic Pass and offering those 18 years and older 3 days of free skiing at the company's five sister resorts. Some blackout dates do apply over Christmas. Those 17 and younger will receive unlimited free days of skiing at the other five resorts. And if you buy a pass before the resort closes this year, you can ski or snowboard free through April 20th, the last day of the season. Pass prices will increase after May 15th. The resort will also offer its My Pass, My Way program, letting pass holders add fast tracks, night skiing or riding, and underground parking. Meanwhile, Vail Resorts has its Epic Passes on sale. The Epic Local Pass is on sale for $549. With a $49 down payment, you can receive six discounted buddy tickets through April 13th. The Epic Local Pass, which does have several holiday blackout periods at canyons, also includes unrestricted riding at three of Vail Resort's Colorado resorts, with some limited skiing at Vail and Beaver Creek and at its California resorts, all with holiday restrictions. Vail Resort's Epic Pass will be sold for $729 this next season, a $40 price increase from this season's price. It provides unlimited and unrestricted skiing and riding to all of the company's resorts, as well as some skiing in Japan. The company's already taking some flack for its price increase from folks who likely haven't seen what Utahns have been paying for season passes. In a letter to the editor of the Vail Daily, Heidi Hansen, who calls herself, quote, a member of the working class poor that Vail Resorts has created in Eagle County, says for the first time in decades she won't be able to ski her backyard resort. She asks, quote, where's the ski pass for the Eagle County local, that local who serves Vail's guests their dinners, cleans their toilets, and starches their sheets? In another letter, C. Saros writes, the price increase is a sad day for all of the local workers who have helped make Vail what it is today. He suggests that since most of the terrain which Vail leases is from the U.S. Forest Service and which the public is already helping to support, that lift ticket prices should be tied to Forest Service lease rent increases. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.